Oh, yeah, you won.
What is that?
Let's just say I have grown fond of office supplies. And if you ever need a different color highlighter.
Those are highlighters?
Yeah, different color.
How long do they last, though?
They've already done one use. I got this yesterday, and I was so excited because I was like, yes, I'm going through highlighters. This will be the coolest thing. Yeah, what, it's 11 o'clock? Yeah, it's already worn out.
Dude, the way you're sitting on the camera makes you look so tiny.
I know.
You got all this room above you.
Hold on really quick. Welcome to the wonderful world of live. All right, now we're good.
It was like Lord of the Rings, that forced perspective.
I know. It's like, wait, what's going on? And now I'm like falling.
Just kind of leaning.
I'm off to the side. So that's what happens when you got a little one running around the studio, man. He's like, oh, what's this doing? Just
touching everything.
I know. He's like, hey, you mean to tell me that I could see myself in this? Let's touch it. Oh, great.
You should not have been like snotty fingerprint right on the lens.
No, but it's all over the screen. I'll tell you that. I could see where my son has been in each studio by the handprint. So I'll be cleaning studios later today because of that. Welcome,
you guys don't
everybody.
Have a cleaning crew?
Oh, yeah, we do. We do mornings, 6 to 10 on Hot 103. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, don't tell her I said that, okay? Because she'll be mad. Yeah, get me in trouble. Welcome, everybody, to Zia Comic Weekly. We get ready to nerd out for the next half hour. And lots to happen this week. Lots to happen since last night. What's going on, Troy?
Yeah, you know. It's another day.
Being the social butterflies that we are, I mean...
No. Just because I'm there doesn't mean I'm social.
Let me tell you, man, seeing each other last night, we're just like, wait, you're out of the house? Like, yeah. I was like, me too.
Like, it was like me and Jackie doing that Spider-Man memes.
By the way, that was my shirt last night.
I loved it.
By the way, Martine asked me, he's like, hey, what are you wearing to this thing? And I said, Spider-Man. And he's like, what? I was like, yeah, I'm wearing Spider-Man. He didn't get it. And then finally he's like, oh, you didn't say it was that shirt. I was like, yeah. So I didn't know if I'd give more explanation to that.
Was he going to try to coordinate with what you were wearing?
I don't know. Troy, I really thought about telling him, dude, it's a formal wear, to see if he would show up dressed up in a suit. I was really contemplating telling him, like, dude, you got to rent a tux and everything.
I did that to a guy when I worked out at NASA. Because it was 24/7, we worked Halloween, and we told her, "So yeah, everybody's going to dress up on Halloween, man." And I completely forgot about it. We had a week off. He showed up just like a big pumpkin. Where's your guys' costumes? What are you talking about?
They do. No, we need to get to work. Oh, that's got to be horrible though, because you got to go through your whole day dressed up as a pumpkin. So
yeah, it was night shift. You know, it was mids, but still, he had to sit there on console in a pumpkin outfit all night.
Oh my gosh, it's like, hey, so do you turn back into something at the end of the night, or what happens here?
It was funny until about 3 a.m. Then everybody gets tired or just don't care,
right? Then it's now you're just mad at a pumpkin for no reason. Oh my gosh. Lots been going on. Troy, I heard you got a chance to see the Dungeons and Dragons. What'd you think?
It was good. I broke my rule of not going to the theater, but, you know, we were doing the whole Las Cruces Film Festival thing yesterday. They had one event at Hotel E at like 5 or something. And that was over quick. And I'm like, oh, so what do we do for like 3.5 hours now? And I'm like, I don't know. What movies are playing? I guess we'll watch a movie. But it wasn't
good choice,
bad.
Though.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. I don't think it's as good as what the hype was saying, but it wasn't okay. Bad.
Okay. So, I mean, the hype had us really thinking that it was like movie of the year, but I mean, it still seems like a movie that's going to gravitate people to go watch.
I think they'll make a sequel. I mean, it was good enough to have a sequel, but I wouldn't put it in movie of the year. You know, it's a Hasbro title. So of course, if it made money, they'll make another one.
Yeah.
So that's going to open the door for maybe we'll have a Magic the Gathering movie now. Maybe, you know, Hasbro owns lots of titles, lots of IPs. So
yeah. And you know, you said that this, I mean, so was it like what we were talking about? Is it like one big adventure that can lead to,
it was,
you
like,
know,
yeah,
maybe
it was
perhaps
kinda
another
like
new adventure?
It was kind of like watching somebody play through a campaign, especially okay. if you have any knowledge of D&D, because there's so many little D&D references hidden through there, whether it be, you know, the different creatures and stuff like that, or even the map when they're talking about what cities they're going to. Those are all actual D&D cities. So, it, you know, for D&D nerds, it's probably orgasmic.
But they were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they said that.
Well, every time they're, you know, they mentioned like Neverwinter and Sword Coast, every time they did, I'd look over at my wife and she just like nothing.
But you know,
it's a freaking owlbear. Don't you see the owlbear?
But the great thing about this, I think this also brings in a fan, an audience that may not know these characters, that now leaving the movie, they'll go and check this out, because like you said, there's so many other layers to Dungeons and Dragons that the casual viewer is now going to want to go and see, like, okay, well, what is that reference? So I think it did its purpose, and it's going to, you're going to have more fans that maybe were just there to see the movie, to see Chris Pine.
And he has good comedic chops. He did pretty good. Yeah. And Michelle Rodriguez, she was Michelle Rodriguez. I mean, she doesn't do comedy real well. So she played the warrior, you know, the straight jokes go over her head type character. And she did okay, but Chris Pine carried it.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only type of movies that she could do lately is movies that involve family. So after that, I was like, it was going to be interesting to see her in something different other than a movie that she's drag racing a car or going to space. So,
or flying a helicopter with blue cat people.
Right. Something different. Right. So we're like, wait, now she's in Dungeons and Dragons. It looks great. I mean, I'm excited to see it. I wanted to go see it, but movie that I actually got a chance to go see, and I got to go see this on Monday, Super Mario Brothers.
I've heard good things.
You know, this is a movie, and I've heard it all week. The critics have no idea what they're talking about. I mean, you see the Rotten Score Tomatoes. I think they had it like at 45%, the critics, and then you have an audience that has it like at a 96%. So, I mean, critics, what did you watch? Or, I mean, did you really go in to like try to really destroy this movie or bash this movie? Or did you have beef with the Mario Brothers? What's going on?
They seem to always look for all these, you know, underlying things. Oh, it's not, you know, it's not Shakespeare. No, but sometimes I just want to go and be entertained, man. It doesn't have to make sense. It can have glaring plot holes as long as it entertains me.
You know, one of the great things about this, and obviously us, you know, growing up and playing, you know, Nintendo, there's so many amazing references to this movie. I mean, obviously us old heads that remember, like, you know, playing, you know, the old GameCube, or, you know, little Sounders, or just stuff like that from back in the 90s, even the 80s, you're going to appreciate this movie. The kiddos, my son, we took him to go watch it, and let's just say he's a Jack Black fan now.
Yeah, I mean, I know they said they hit a lot of Easter eggs, both visual and audio. And it's amazing how just a little sound can snap you back to, you know, the 80s when you hear
it. Oh, man, it's crazy, because there was like, and then like, obviously you're watching it, so you can't go back. That's the one thing I hate, Troy, and I'm with you on this, man, because I think if I could go back to catch that, I was like, wait, was that the sounder, or was that the voice of the original Mario, or did I just hear a Yoshi, or what the heck is going on? There's so many things that you've got to really pay attention to. And the kids also get to have fun with it as well.
Well, maybe we'll get a parallel Super Mario World with Pedro Pascal from Saturday Night Live. That's the dark one I want to see.
So with Pedro, there's now talks, and Jack Black is now going to bat for him to have him play Wario in the sequel. So
I'm down for that.
I mean, if you don't, I mean, I think he pretty much did his practice run for this movie. So come on, Pedro. I mean, you got to get him in this movie. But did not anticipate, Troy, for it to break animated records. I did not expect that.
Yeah, I mean, it broke records for, what, the highest opening weekend for a video game based movie.
Yeah.
So, and that's saying a lot because there's been quite a few.
You know, Illumination Studios does a really good job. Obviously, they're the ones behind the Minions.
Minions. Illumination.
The beginning, it's just, yeah. You guys got to go watch this movie. If you love the Super Mario Brothers, you're definitely going to enjoy this movie. No spoilers. There was a lot going on, but a lot for people to enjoy. So, and I'll just say, Seth Rogen, I can't get over his laugh. Seriously, every time he laughed, I'm like, oh my gosh, why am I picturing Pineapple Express right now?
It's like, Seth Rogen playing Seth Rogen. That's the only character he knows.
Exactly. And it works very well.
But it freaking works.
It does. Charlie Day as well. I mean, there's so many voices on there that you're like going to IMDb at the end of the movie, like, wait, I think I heard. Yeah, I did. Okay. Now, so
speaking of Jack Black, you know, he's starting to pop up everywhere too. He was just on The Mandalorian.
That's right. Yeah. It was him and Lizzo. They made an appearance.
And Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd was on there.
He went from a DeLorean to the Mandalorian.
Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be here all week. He will be here all week. So
don't forget
you guys,
to tip your waiters.
That's right. Tip your waiters. He'll be here all week.
Try the fish.
Got to ask you, because I did see a lot of people were upset about Lizzo and Jack Black being in there. Was it really worth all that anger that people had online?
No, it's first of all, it's Star Wars fans, and it doesn't take much to get them all riled up over nothing. Yeah. It was kind of a filler episode. I mean, it didn't really advance the plot at all, but it was still a good episode, man. Like I said, I don't go in there looking for Shakespeare. I go in to be entertained. I want to see the characters I like. And these two new characters that Jack Black and Lizzo brought in, they're pretty comical. I like them.
I mean, that's what you look for, man. I mean, we understand. I mean, we know where they stand as far as, you know, what they do. You know, Lizzo, of course, right now, a big singer right now. I mean, just blowing up on the charts. Jack Black gonna probably be doing the same thing with that Peaches song, because I can't go anywhere now. I mean, you'll probably hear it on Hot 103 soon. But I mean, but it's nice. And then, you know, have Christopher Lloyd, you know, make a cameo appearance as well. I mean, that's what we look for, man. I mean, we've seen, even on the Mandalorian series, let alone, there's been so many other cameo appearances that I've enjoyed. You know, we saw Sasha Banks, WWE wrestler, who made an appearance. There's just Giancarlo Esposito. I mean, there's just so many people that make these appearances that ultimately, like you said, it was a filler, but it's also nice to see something different.
Have you seen the newest episode of Mandalorian?
Not yet. I did catch up though. I'm on episode 3. So I'm
Giancarlo's slowly back in a big way.
Yeah. So
big, and he's gonna be, are you gonna be at the VIP thing tonight for the film festival?
Yes, I sir.
He's supposed to be there.
Oh,
I think this is his night for the Empire.
For the Empire. I gotta go take a nap though after this, by the way, because we can't. I'm not in my 20s anymore, man.
Yeah, that recovery is not quite as quick as it used to be.
It really isn't, because trust me, I was like, hey guys, we need to sit down because my feet hurt. Like, I've gotten to that age where it's like, hey guys, my feet hurt. We need to sit down. Okay, cool, we'll sit down. So
that was like five minutes after you got there.
Dude, I tell you, man, it was a long day yesterday. So
I'm leaving. Bye.
Yeah, we kind of followed your lead. We saw you were like, well, he's leaving. Why can't we go?
So why do we have to stay? We already ate.
I was like, but I'm going to get some to go. Can we take some to go and get out of here?
Start bringing your own little doggy bag, an old Walmart bag. And
oh, don't think that I won't have a backpack tonight.
You want to finish that?
I said, like, hey, Giancarlo. He said, what do you really think of the cheesecake? You don't like it, do you? Yeah. Go ahead.
Just eat off his plate.
Oh, let's he just say I figured out my way not to be ever invited back again. He's like, did this guy really take Giancarlo's dessert? And then as I'm being dragged out for the Empire.
If you're wondering if you can trust me, you can't. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I hope I hope they realize we're joking. So if they see this, we're just kidding. So, big news yesterday: HBO Max is going away finally.
Well, and this is gonna be the Max.
Yes, the max. We're taking it to the max. HBO Max is officially going to merge their other streaming services that they purchased. The Max, what's not called the Max, it's just called Max, by the way, just so y'all know. But they're just dropping HBO. And next month, you will see the switch from HBO Max to Max. And they did announce quite a few things that are going to be coming with the new streaming service and things to look forward to. One of the things that you and I had talked about, and it seems like a couple of weeks ago, there was a lot of projects that had been kind of shelved, you know, from, you know, different, you know, sequels to, you know, original cartoon series to just a bunch of stuff that was supposed to originally come out. Are we going to see these things come to light with the new streaming service?
The biggest thing I saw was they're pushing a lot of Discovery stuff over on there. Because you know, that's what I'm always, hey, I want to see Meerkats at 3 a.m.
Hey, Meerkats. I mean, if you having trouble sleep, you know how they say count sheep? You can count Meerkats with Discovery Plus. So one of the things that they mentioned, looking right now, a new Harry Potter franchise. They're looking at doing, turning it into a TV series.
Right.
Game of Thrones, another prequel from Game of Thrones. As well as some other spinoffs of some other popular shows like The Big Bang Theory and also a series based on The Conjuring.
I didn't hear about The Conjuring one. That's interesting.
Yeah, they're going to say it's based in that universe. And it says, for what we know right now, it says it's going to continue a story of an established featured film. That's all they're saying right now. So just take that news with whatever you can with it. And also, Robert Downey Jr. has got a thing that's going to be on there in 2024 called The Sympathizer. So
yeah, the Harry Potter thing, I know Harry Potter is still really hot, but I don't know how much that's cooled off with J.K. Rowling being controversial, if that's going to have any effect on it.
So I don't know. You know, I'm noticing though Harry Potter right now. So I mean, basically on a Saturday, if you want something in the background, there's going to be a TV channel that's playing a Harry Potter movie. And I'm wondering if these networks aren't trying to get their money's worth before it gets taken off of, you know, their licensing ends and then it's going to be exclusive to HBO Max. So I'm wondering if they're just like, hey, let's get our money's worth and then we're done.
Well, those are schedule killers. They're all long movies. So
yeah, they are, man.
Then you add commercials on top of that.
You're going to be 16 hours there watching the first Harry Potter movie. You'll never leave. Our comic book nerds out there, Colin Farrell's Penguin series. They're going to have a spinoff series from The Batman, which will be on the Max. I won't keep wanting to call it HBO Max. So, yeah. And then, of course, a Game of Thrones prequel called A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight. So, yeah, definitely quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, you can have too much of a good thing. You don't want to saturate the market with, you know, Game of Thrones stuff. Leave people wanting more instead of just drowning them in content.
Yeah. And I mean, especially with this last thing that they had, it did very well.
Right.
So I really think for this, like this, and even with DC, they just got to find the right timeline to put these things on HBO Max. I mean, the Max. And or that Max. Way we can do it. Or Max. Or man, it's going to take some time to get used to. But no, I mean, and I think HBO has the platform, and you and I were saying, I think DC has an opportunity with this big change to really roll out and do a lot of stuff with the characters that they have. I mean, this will be pretty cool to see Colin Farrell's series kind of based on just his character.
Yeah, I mean, DC needs to get away from the Trinity. Everything's always centered around those three characters. Let's, you know, Penguin's still kind of connected to Batman, but it's separate. Let's see how they work out. That's because Marvel's done a great job of bringing their, you know, B and C list characters up to prominence, and DC just hasn't tried it, man. It's like, no, we're gonna give you another Batman movie,
you know. And I think, like you mentioned Marvel, I really did not think we were going to get another Captain America movie. I think they let Falcon and the Winter Soldier really speak volumes, because I think that was their test run to say, hey, can we make another Captain America movie, or do we just continue the the TV series route? And it works out. So I think this could work for us to eventually get a Penguin type movie, similar to like what we're getting with the Joker. I mean, the Joker movie, the sequel is going to be amazing.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I mean, the villains all have compelling stories too, because You could go with the Penguin. The Riddler had a really good run in the comics there for a while where he took over Gotham. The Rogues Gallery, you know, besides like Kite Man and Condiment King, he has a decent Rogues Gallery.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much. You know what? Maybe it is. It's that DC has really great villains, and we maybe, like you said, maybe we need to break away from the Superman, Batman, and, you know, Wonder Woman, and explore the villains just a little bit.
They could even do some comedy, man. Like I said, you could use Kite Man or Condiment King and make a comedy series.
There you go. Pete Davidson ain't doing much these days. Bring him back.
He's busy with women. That guy is. He's a rotating door of famous women.
Yeah, I mean, where is he going to have time, right?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. So back on the Marvel side of things, yesterday, or was it earlier this week, they released our first trailer to The Marvels.
Yes.
Thoughts?
I don't mind it. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a blockbuster because there's too many Brie Larson haters out there.
Yeah, I don't know what.
You don't but know. I liked Captain Marvel. So in Monica Rambeau, Photon, I'm kind of indifferent towards that character. But Ms. Marvel, I like her in the comics. Her series was kind of geared more toward the younger crowd. Still wasn't a bad series. So I think it's probably not a bad idea throwing these characters that are having trouble carrying a movie or series by themselves, throw them all together. Maybe that'll boost all of them. Mm-hmm. But it's an interesting concept. And you got Samuel Jackson in the trailer, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you can't go wrong with Samuel Jackson. I was watching this trailer yesterday, and the one thing that I thought about was, you know how with the Thor franchise, how there was this kind of switch when they got to the third one where there was just a little bit of a different tone to the movie. I'm wondering if they're not trying to do that with this movie to kind of break away from, I guess, change kind of the concept of it to whether it's more comedic relief, because it seems like there's a lot of comedic relief in this movie.
Well, Ms. Marvel in the comics, Kamala Khan, it is pretty comedic. I mean, she's a huge stan, you know, she's a fangirl for Captain Marvel. And a lot of times in the comics, when she would meet these other famous superheroes, she would fangirl out and get like their phone out and take pictures and selfies with Wolverine in the background.
Selfies. Wolverine's right now currently fighting. And
hi. There was a scene of that where she's like selfie with him fighting in the background.
I think it's great. And then obviously the cat makes an appearance. So that's great.
The Flurkin.
We need a reunion between Samuel Jackson and...
He's only got one more eye to lose, though.
He was like, hey, you owe me an eye. So, oh, man. So, yeah, that movie is set to come out later this year. Looks great. It's kind of nice to have a little bit of a Marvel break. But still, like, I mean, I think it's give it a little bit of time and then we'll be ready to go. Guardians comes out next month. So that one, I think we're going to have to emotionally prepare ourselves for. So when that one comes out, a lot of tears.
They're keeping it under wraps pretty well about who's going to kick it. So yeah. I'm wondering if James Gunn maybe filled multiple endings so even the actors don't know.
That's true.
They've done that before, so even the actors don't know who's really going to die.
And they kept Tom Holland the hell away from that movie so he doesn't give any spoilers, too.
Him and Mark Ruffalo, man, they can't stop.
Man. You know, one series that I saw yesterday, Jeremy Renner on Disney Plus has a renovation. He has his own renovation show now. It was a pretty cool concept. So I didn't know the dude was a musician.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Not much of a snowplow driver, but.
We know that part. Hawkeye, though, on the other hand, apparently is really good on the piano. So. Yeah, y'all can check that out. So it's different. It's a different tone for him, but. How crazy, though, with all this after what happened to him and he's still out doing press for this Disney Plus show. Like, I would have been like, bro, I'm phoning it in. I'm Zooming from home.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, I don't need to act anymore.
So Stranger Things. We haven't talked about Stranger Things in a while. And it looks like we might be getting some more variations of Stranger Things as it was announced that there is going to be an animated series in the works for Stranger Things. So thoughts on Stranger Things taking a different approach And I'm assuming this is after we're done with the live action version.
Yeah, I think they have one more season for the live action. And, you know, I don't know if you noticed on this last one, the kids are getting a little older.
Yeah.
In fact, Millie Bobby Brown, I think, just got married.
Yeah, so, engaged. She just got engaged, which yeah, still throws me off, though, because I'm like, you're 10, but she's not. She's 20-something.
You can't marry 11.
I know. It's just weird, though, right? Because you're like, wait, yeah, you're engaged, but yet you play a 13-year-old? How does this work?
Yeah, they had a hard time hiding it in this last one because she's starting to fill out as a woman. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to hide the curves.
I mean, and you know, just all the characters. I mean, not the voice. The voice has changed yeah, on all of them. So it's hard to try to capture the innocent kid voice when they got a deep voice.
And some of those kids are like 6 foot tall now.
Right? It's like, okay, you're bigger than the villain. What's going on here? Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah, so they probably had to go animated because you can't pass those guys off as kids anymore.
Yeah, but you know, this does lead to an interesting concept, though, because there's, I mean, a lot of shows out there that we know they got to wrap up. I mean, Cobra Kai being one of them, because those kids are getting older. But it's like, does Cobra Kai do the same thing and go animated? And you could still keep the voice actors, but do you go animated so that way you can then kind of keep the stories going and maybe save a little money and still benefit from the franchise?
That's an interesting concept. I didn't even think about Cobra Kai doing it, but yeah, I guess they could. But I mean, a lot of those kids are starting to explode out of Cobra Kai too. You got the one's going to be Blue Beetle.
Yep.
And I've heard a couple of the other ones are getting picked up for some other movies. So
it's amazing just to, and what's still crazy to me is that Cobra Kai didn't really have a chance. It was a YouTube Red series, and now look at it.
Yeah, I mean, but if they end Cobra Kai, what are William Zabka and Ralph Macchio going to do now?
We'll see them at next year's Comic-Con.
Yeah, their prices spiked when Cobra Kai got picked up for Netflix.
They were saying that Ralph Macchio wants to continue, possibly do another Karate Kid movie.
Well, he's probably got a house payment to make. So
at this point, if he still has house payments, like, you're bad with money, bro, because you've been pretty successful over these last couple of years with this TV show. So
well, I was thinking like his fifth or sixth house.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They probably have more than just us and just the one.
Yeah. Mistresses are expensive.
Apparently. By the way,
I don't know.
Totally sidebar. I've been watching reruns of an old TV show from back in the day, Entourage.
Oh.
Did not realize. First of all, that show could never be made now.
It's a little risque. No.
Just a little bit. And two, I completely forgot that Ralph Macchio made an appearance in Entourage.
Lots of cameos. Bob Saget. Marky Mark, I think, was the producer.
Yeah. The show is loosely based on his life of moving to LA and having his entourage with him. So that when you go back and watch the show, and I'm like, wait, who would have thought? Now look at Ralph Macchio right now is hot. Yep. And he was just doing this cameo appearance just to stay relevant. And now it's like, I don't know, man, you're cooking right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny how quick that can turn around for you in Hollywood.
Oh, it's crazy, man. And especially for a franchise like that, which was, for all purposes, was dead in the water. Like, it really did not have a chance until it went to Netflix and a massive audience was drawn to it. Matter of fact, someone today walked into the studio wearing a Cobra Kai shirt.
I've got an Eagle Fang shirt in my closet.
That's the one I need to add to my collection, an Eagle Fang shirt.
It's amazing.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I don't know, man, but if a lot of these shows go animated, I think it would be a good idea. You know, you can prolong the series. You could still kind of, I don't know, I guess if you're looking to milk the series for what it's worth, then you go animated, and who knows, maybe introduce a whole nother story to Stranger Things.
They could do some, with Cobra Kai, they could do some awesome fight sequences.
Oh, animated. Man. In the style of Dragon Ball Z?
Yes.
That would be amazing. So
one of those kicks where they're flying from across the room for like a half a minute.
Oh, but the ones that you wish you could do to somebody that you're like, oh, if I could kick you like they do in the animated series, you fly like 16 feet in the air and then you pause and then you run and punch them and then they go to the ground. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't thought about that once, ever. Never thought about doing that to somebody.
I think about it, but then I stand up. Sometimes I throw my back out standing up. So
I'm getting winded just walking to the door, to tell you the truth.
You know, instead of going animated, Cobra Kai could make a spinoff with Stingray. Because he had a really good arc on that past season.
You're right. So, I mean, and he's everywhere too, man. I mean, it's so funny because now he wins all these awards and I'm just like, I can't help but look at Stingray.
Sensei Stingray.
But there you go. Sensei Stingray.
Open his own dojo.
Hollywood, that one was free for y'all, okay? So do it with much you must.
That's all we do is we just churn out ideas, man. That's all we do.
Oh, man. So we are getting closer and closer to Comic-Con. And I see that you're just everywhere right now. I saw you on the news yesterday.
Yep.
So yeah, and it was for a good thing too. You weren't on a high speed chase or anything. So
I didn't have my hands weren't in front of me with a coat over my head. No,
he was being interviewed, everybody. It wasn't one of those like if you've seen this guy, he's dangerous.
Yeah, it wasn't out the back door of the courthouse type thing.
Yeah. So here we are, man. Just days away. Y'all ready?
No.
No,
never ready.
Never ready, but we're gonna get there. Yeah. It's exciting, man. Anticipation is building up, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's like every year we try to make it better than the year before, and every year the more and more people are attending. And this year, there's a lot of hype that I've noticed. There's a lot more people excited about it this year than in previous years. So I'm hoping that translates into a success.
Yeah. So guys, there's still single day tickets, right?
Yeah. There's a handful of VIP tickets left. They're VIP and weekend are limited. When they're gone, they're gone. Yeah. VIPs are getting close to being gone. So don't hesitate. Single day tickets will always be available and you can get those all the way up to day of at the event. But if you're thinking about VIP, you might want to jump on there and get one.
You better get them now while you can, because otherwise they're going to be gone. And like Troy said, that's it. They gone.
Until next year.
And then at the store, how are things going at Zia Comics?
Not bad. We're trying to get the business license for Alamogordo, you know, jumping through all the government hoops. So next week, I think I go in for the final inspection and hopefully they'll sign off on it and we'll have our business license and we just get ready to open in May.
It's getting there, man. So right after you finish a Comic-Con, you got to turn around and get ready for Alamogordo.
Yeah, and then you got to get ready for Anime El Paso, and then you got to get ready for Las Cruces. And then it just never stops.
Yeah, it's okay. And then we still got to make time to go take dessert from Giancarlo tonight. So.
I don't know, Dan. That dude, he's kind of scary.
I'm kind of worried. So maybe
he's got that quiet, menacing thing to him. And I'm afraid if I did that, I would wake up in the middle of the night. He'd just be standing over my bed.
He's like, so you like cheesecake too, huh? Tiramisu. I like tiramisu, and apparently you do too. So what are we going to do about it?
I'm taking it back now. Just carve your stomach open.
Oh, guys, if they want to keep up with you, how can they reach you on the socials?
We're all over interwebs, man. We got the Facebook, we got the YouTube, we got the Gram, we got the Twitter, and we got the Tiki-Taki.
That's right. And if you go to LinkedIn today, you don't have to purchase a badge. So there you go.
What?
Yeah, I was reading that
LinkedIn was still around.
Yeah, I didn't know either. So. I saw a headline. I was like, that's the first thing I said. I was like, people still use LinkedIn? Like, okay.
Cool. It's on my MySpace and Napster and
LimeWire.
Friendster, wasn't that one?
Oh, yeah, that was right. Friendster, MSN Messenger. So, yeah, there was, I'm trying to think about, there was a ton of them back in the day that no longer exist. If you have no idea what we're talking about, yeah, you're pretty young. So, Sorry about that. Guys, of course, you can catch up with me, Big Show FM on Instagram, Joey on the FM on Tiki Talkie. Until Tiki Talkie goes away, we'll still keep trying to make TikToks. I don't know. It seems like it's not going away, so we might be fine. So, guys, this has been this edition of Zia Comic Weekly. We'll see y'all nerds next week.
Later, nerds.